This is Ozarks at Large. The Great Passion Play in Eureka Springs, a once popular tourist attraction, is shuttered for good. It was announced this week due to a lack of ticket sales. More on that in just a few minutes. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Eureka Springs is embracing its Victorian past.
Eureka Springs was, in the late 1890s, the fourth largest city in Arkansas. Passenger trains steamed into town daily, packed with city dwellers seeking rest and rejuvenation among Eureka's popular cold water springs. And Eureka, like today, had cottages and hotels to suit all kinds of tastes. One popular place, however, was the Palace Hotel and Bathhouse on Spring Street. The cut limestone European castle-like facility featured a spa where patrons would be met by bath attendants, and for 50 cents you could enjoy a steam massage and Turkish bath. And you still can. The hotel was renovated in the early 1980s into luxury suites. Farrar Rose, Palace Hotel manager and concierge, takes us downstairs into the historic spa.
This would be our lower-level bathhouse facility. We've kept it as original and authentic as possible. It's all original tile, partitions, clawfoot tubs from the early 19th century, wooden barrel-style steam cabinets for our eucalyptus steam treatments, and they offer a variety of services, everything from mineral baths, eucalyptus steam treatments in the aforementioned barrel-style steam cabinets, full-body massage, body scrub, clay mask facials, etc., etc.
Farrar Rose runs a tub for us, originally spring-fed. Now, of course, it's city water.
Now we filter all this water. So it is groundwater, but we filter it and then add minerals and salts to the bath as we prepare it, sort of simulating the healing waters that once existed here.
Hundreds of thousands of Victorian tourists took the waters here, but during the Roaring Twenties, when interest in water therapies had declined, the palace offered something else.
Opened as a bordello, originally under the name the Palace Hotel, and sort of discreetly known as being a bordello at that time, and through the Prohibition period was run as such, and then later converted into a hotel. At that time it had as many as 16 rooms, twice as many as we have today. The rooms were more like stalls than the large jacuzzi suites that we have today. And the building was last fully renovated in 1983 to make the 8 king-size jacuzzi suites that we feature today.
And the original sign advertising the bordello still hangs out front.
It is believed to have been manufactured in France, with neon, shipped here to the East Coast and brought on rail to Eureka Springs, brought from the local railroad department up on a truck to this building and installed here. It is known to be the first neon sign to ever be installed on this side of the Mississippi River.
And describe the sign.
The sign is of infamous and phallic shape. It is, well, to put it quite simply, a large neon penis.
And at night, when it's fully lit?
I'd estimate the sign is probably 4 or 5 feet in width at the lower end and reaches approximately 15 to 20 feet in height. There are a lot of locals here who obviously have recognized the infamous shape of our sign, and it is commonly referred to as the Phallus Hotel because of it.
The historic record is really scant on the subject, but drinking saloons and houses of ill fame also operated in Eureka Springs, selling locally distilled whiskey. And some of them were likely clustered around the historic New Orleans Hotel, just down the hill from here. A year ago, two women renovated the hotel's lower level into the Voulez-Vous Lounge, offering French cuisine and exclusive entertainment. Proprietor Leslie Meeker.
Well, I'm intrigued by burlesque. I find Eureka Springs to be a very romantic space and village. So there's a revival of burlesque in metropolitan areas and not here.
Voulez-Vous Lounge is staging burlesque shows over the New Year's holiday and for Valentine's Day, and they always sell out, Meeker says. But when they first opened...
Actually, we had people ask initially, is it a strip club or what are you doing exactly? But then they come down here and they see that it's very plush and very inviting and very elegant. And we have wonderful jazz music and we have Prohibition era cocktails. So they love it. We've had a wonderful reception.
Both urban tourists and gay clientele frequent Voulez-Vous, where they feel free to express themselves, Leslie Meeker says.
My other business is I'm a psychotherapist, and I specialize in relationship and sex therapy. And one of the most important components that I teach to couples in relationships is play. Teach them how to play. And I feel like now what I've done here in this space, it's just an extension of my practice as a therapist, as well as the boutique, because now I'm providing a space for people to play, to feel playful.
Leslie Meeker and her partner Kelly Breslow's other business is across the street.
So now we're entering the Fine Art of Romance, just across the street from the Voulez-Vous Lounge. Very convenient. And in this store, we offer nude fine art and men's and women's intimate apparel and romantic gifts.
And tourists often hesitate walking in front of the shop, she said.
And you see couples walk in, and they're sort of shy at first. And by mid-store, they're each picking an item to try on, both men and women. As you get further back in the store, we have more risque lingerie and then romantic gifts. And by then, they're laughing and playing, and it's a whole experience.
The boutique is one of two lingerie shops in Eureka, along with specialty bars that cater to an insurgence of leathered-up bikers and a flourishing gay tourist industry. But Mary Pat Boyan, editor of the Eureka Springs Independent Weekly newspaper, said Eureka Springs became a tawdry destination after the state of Kansas in 1881 banned the sale of intoxicating beverages.
When Kansas outlawed liquor, a lot of people came down over the state line to Eureka Springs because it was fun.
But Prohibition and the Great Depression eventually undid Eureka's Victorian laces. But by the 1940s, artists and writers rediscovered it, promoting and celebrating Ozark's folk culture. The hippies and gays followed, restoring and colorizing the faded town, building lots of bed and breakfasts and a wedding industry.
There are more than 4,000 weddings a year here. It costs, I don't know, $55 or so, and you have to have cash, but there's no blood test. So a lot of people, you have to be of age, and you just come and sign up and somebody can marry you.
Eureka has lots of licensed freelance ministers to accommodate any type of ceremony a couple might wish for. And 4,000 weddings also means 4,000 honeymoons.
A lot of honeymoons. And you just need a nice room and a parking place, and you're good to go. You're good to stay here.
Half of the Palace Hotel's guests are honeymooners. The rest are couples looking to get away or to celebrate their anniversaries. Bo Satori has operated a gallery in downtown Eureka Springs for the past 36 years, currently called Satori Arts Temple. He started when real estate was dirt cheap and the downtown business district was partially vacant. From his perch, Satori has watched Eureka's tourism shift from busloads of great passion play patrons dining uptown at the local chicken fried steak buffet to couples strolling the downtown historic and cultural arts district after dark.
And so it is actually an adult getaway, which is what we have been and where our greatest success is. The number one activity in any tourist destination is shopping. We focus on that heavily. We have a lot more entertainment and live music and in adult entertainment, adult entertainment, it's not the bad use of the term, but place where they can have a good time, have a romantic getaway with each other. And there's no fear or anything like that. Just a nice, safe place to be. People can come here and be out late or entertain. We have 60 restaurants in Eureka Springs. We have a couple of hundred stores in Eureka Springs. And we have 3,000 guest rooms in Eureka Springs. But my favorite part of Eureka Springs is there's free admission.
And it's showing. The Great Passion Play, in operation for nearly 50 years, has closed for good due to declining ticket sales and deep debt. Yet, the Eureka Springs Advertising and Promotion Commission recently reported tax revenues were up by 10% over last year. And while the restored Palace Hotel and Bathhouse still stand as the only monument to Eureka's bordelloed past, you can still see, if you look very carefully on certain buildings in the downtown district, phallic iconography pressed into century-old brick walls, indicating red light activities which once occurred within. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.